This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, buddy, we are live. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Pickler Universe. Some breaking NFL news that we'll get to here in just a second. 2800 North Interstate 35 in Carrollton is the location for Pickler Universe, presented by Pace 4 Texas. It's the Splash Social here. Stella Artois is in the house. They're handing out cold beers for you. Mr. Jim's Dot Pizza was handing out free pizza. I think there's still some more of that while they last. But the pickleball's free. Pickleball's on the house here as part of their grand opening celebration all the way until 7 o'clock. Here's the Chief.
Breaking news in the NFL. Brock Purdy has signed a five-year, $265 million deal to remain the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. That's going to be $181 million in total guarantees. I believe the numbers on the five for $265 equate to $53 million per year.
Yep, $53 million.
To give you the average per year there. The $181 guarantee, that's something we got to see how that compares to guys like Dak and Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, guys that have recently gotten the fatty boom-bah, but $53 million a year, not touching the 60 of Dak.
Nobody
which
else
is what we thought.
Come
I mean,
close.
I guess we thought it was going to be in the neighborhood of 50 or just above it. So this is all pretty par for the course. But congratulations to Brock Purdy, and they just put the nail in the coffin of their Super Bowl chances. So that's really exciting for us. It's a huge dub.
Yeah, Josh Allen got $250 million guaranteed on his deal.
Wow.
So he got way more.
I think Dak got two plus in the guarantee on his.
Well, nice job by the 49ers, I think, negotiating this and, you know, not resetting the market for a guy, getting a significant discount, I think. What is that? Maybe 10, 15% less than the market peak. I just think for the Cowboys, it's another opportunity for them to be like, hey, we're not good at negotiating.
Yeah.
You know, whatever we've been trying, guys, is bad. Here we are. The cap went up 10 or 15%, and the quarterback contracts are coming in 10 or 15% lower.
Mm.
I don't know. Is Brock Purdy better than Dak? Maybe. He's younger. He's less of an injury risk.
Wow. This is a little bit – it's not a little bit. A lot concerning, though, is the fact that, like you just mentioned, Dawson, cap goes up, but you're getting quarterbacks coming in at a lower number. And we always like to say that, well – in 5 years, that Dak number is going to look.
Yeah, that number's
right
looking
now,
worse.
Right now, that number is holding well.
Yeah.
In the quarterback
yeah.
market,
Dak and his agent are doing a hell of a job.
Yeah,
slapping around the Cowboys. I mean, you guys should be great at negotiating. And again, you have to wonder: is Jerry just doing it and letting the agents get over because he gets so much television coverage of these contracts?
Yeah. So I got the guaranteed numbers. 231 Dak, that's the most.
Mm.
230 Deshaun Watson. 219 for Burrow. 218 for Herbert. 200 for Lawrence. 185 for Jackson. Then you would have Purdy. And then comes in Jalen Hurts at 179. And then Goff at 170.
So we got some quarterbacks that are not going to get extended for a while, right? So that I'm just thinking about.
I mean, Mahomes, of those, maybe he wants
numbers,
to get back.
So the next quarterback, who would be the next quarterback Is it Mahomes that's going to get back in?
Mahomes might get back in.
Or are they going to get ahead of Daniels?
I mean, Daniels and Stroud.
Stroud, yeah.
See, that to me, we always, like I say, we always talk about.
But nobody's sniffing close to the 60, dude. There's a $5 million difference between Dak and then I think it's Josh Allen at $55 million.
Yeah, and Burrow, I think, at 55.
Which is pretty insane.
Jordan Love also at 55. Trevor Lawrence also at 55.
Yeah.
But Brock Purdy comes in tied with Jared Goff at 7th.
So the rest of the NFL was looking at each other like, all right, 55 mil, that's kind of what we're looking at the market for the top quarterback and the Cowboys and Todd France and Dak. We're like, yeah, 60.
That's really, and honestly, as a Cowboy fan, I'd be really disheartened by what I just heard.
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, I really would. You know, you're sitting there and you're trying to find a way to sign Bland, and you're trying to find a way to sign, you know, our rusher, you know, with
Tyler Smith's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, you got these guys, and you're just, I mean, really, like every million of dollars that you have. I mean,
yeah, nobody's mad at Dak for getting that.
No, hell no,
Yeah, you do what you have to do for your client.
Absolutely, I'm just, as a Cowboy fan, I'm disheartened to think that I'm struggling now to maybe not have an extra $5 to $7 million, not to be able to offer a guy that I need to keep.
Yeah,
you know, that's disheartening.
I mean, the Niners had to give up a bunch of players just to get Brock Purdy at 53. You know, so I think similar things are happening for the Cowboys already. I mean, the only difference with them is, you know, they've been able to keep most of their guys, but man, they had to let a bunch of guys walk out that door last year.
Speaking of the Cowboys, John Machota, after the schedule was released for the Cowboys, what's your win total projection? He put out a poll. Almost 4,000 votes. Where do you think Cowboys fans voted? You could go 11 or more, 9 or 10, 7 or 8, or less than 7. What do you think the leader in the clubhouse?
9 or 10 would be where I think most fans would probably. Those are even the fans that are somewhat optimistic, but they have a realization that they might not be good.
I bet 7 to 8 got the second most votes.
Actually, it was the 9 or 10, 48% of the votes.
Yeah.
But second most at 31% was 11 or more.
Okay.
So
that's tough to see right now.
Those are the folks that listen to our podcasts and stuff like that, I guess. You know? I mean, they're the ones
they're the 10-11 wins.
Yeah. I mean, they're the ones. To me, I applaud the fan that could sit there and feel like that this team can win 11 or 12 games. Good for you. Good for you. If you honestly feel that way.
You would have clicked the 9 or 10, though, Broadus?
I would have clicked 9 or 10.
Yeah, because I think 10 and 7's, and even 9 and 8, I think that's realistic.
Yeah, you know, I would have ultimately clicked the 9 or 10, but I think 7 or 8
is
getting really interesting.
When we went win-loss game yesterday, I think that you were more in the 7 to 8 range, you know? And I know, Zach, you and I did it on Love of the Star.
Yeah, we went 11. We were 10-11.
10-11, yeah, so.
They got to get the pressure off Dak somehow. I mean, speeding him up and giving him tight windows to throw in is just not the answer. So can you get a dominant running game without your left tackle being good? I think you can. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you can still be good at that.
Yeah,
you know, and if you can lead, if you can be one of the other teams that runs more than passes, I think 11 wins is possible.
And the 469 said the Kool-Aid is strong.
Yeah, 31% of Cowboys fans are getting hammered.
Well, the 11 or more,
right?
But I think there's a difference here where it's like this team can't win in the regular season. We've seen that. It doesn't mean that
usually schedule's not like this, though. They usually have one of the easiest because the division's been so down. But now Washington's good, or New York's better, and Philly's the best.
You have found a way to beat Washington a couple of times.
You just don't know how things are going to fall out. But again, this team has won in the regular season. It doesn't indicate that anybody has any faith in them doing anything in the postseason. Just because they win 11 games or we think they could be 10 in a wild card with team, it's still probably one and done in that wild card game.
Okay, so yesterday we had the Caleb Williams story. He was trying to strong-arm his way, him and his dad, out of Chicago.
I heard that has a bunch of BS to it, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
I think his dad's just talking.
You think Seth Wickersham's getting...
I'm hearing that Seth Wickersham didn't talk to any of these coaches.
Ooh.
How about that?
A one-sided deal?
That's a little bit,
It's a Williams-sided deal?
That's a couple of sources telling me that one.
Okay, well, here's Boomer Esiason.
Oh, boom.
For 60 seconds.
Queso.
He is getting up on top of his quarterback high horse, and he is just railing against Caleb Williams. Take it away, Boomer.
When you think about this, I think a lot of these kids and their parents are nowadays, and that the level of entitlement is breathtaking. And it's no wonder why he failed initially, and it's no wonder why the coach got fired. So now they go out and get an offensive coach in Ben Johnson, and you know what? Now it's on his ass. It's going to be on his ass to live up to these so-called lofty expectations that he has for himself and that his father has for his son. You know, and I understand, you know, that there could be a discussion, hey, this is where quarterbacks go to die. Well, you know, go fix it. Be the reason that the team is going to turn it around and you be the player that you think you are. And I would just tell him, you know, just keep your mouth shut. You're going into the greatest league that there's ever been for the sport that we all love. You're going to have a chance one day to make $500 million because guys like me and guys before me all went on strike so you could actually make more money. So keep your pie hole shut and go out and play football and earn your keep and earn your respect.
How about that? Keep your pie hole shut.
Yeah.
$500 million. I mean, Boomer, he was 100% right. The proof was in the pudding. Year one was an unmitigated disaster because of just the incompetence that is in every square inch of that organization. So
yeah,
it's totally understandable. And when you have the leverage, he was a guy with a ton of talent. He was an incredible prospect. And so I get why they would have those conversations.
Well, it's easy.
And year one was proof in the pudding, dude.
Yeah, I've been a part of some really bad football teams. But I never, ever saw a coaching staff not coach a player even when it was bad. That's why when I first heard it about him and him watching tape by himself and all that, I said, man, I've been on some 5-11 teams where even as bad as it was, the coaches were still working with the players and still watching tape and still trying to direct them and still trying to find a way to win a game. Now, like I say, there's two sides of the story here. There's a Matt Eberflus side of the story, which I guarantee you Matt Eberflus is probably saying, that's a bunch of BS.
It was probably wheels off on offense, though. I mean, we saw
Shane Waldron's a bad offensive coordinator.
That was a bad hire.
And in fairness, Eberflus is a bad head coach. Yeah. He's a good defensive coach. He's a bad head coach. Everything that he did, the way that he handled things, and I'm sure he probably would tell us.
But
I do things differently.
I don't think that a coach would just let a guy go out on his own.
I agree with you on that.
That part of it. If you want to say that Shane Waldron and others were bad at their jobs, I get it. But to say that they didn't work with you and they made you watch film by yourself,
yeah,
I think that's the part of it that I went no. I've been a part of this. Been a part of some bad teams, watched guys get coached even though we had like a 6-7 game losing streak in a row.
It's still hilarious that they were even considering the idea of foregoing the NFL draft just to go to the UFL.
To avoid it.
Willing to avoid. Yeah. And he got sort of the UFL experience, I think, with the disaster of teammates that he had on his offense as well.
Man,
but the idea that you were flirting with the UFL because the stench of the Bears organization is that rank. That is freaking hilarious. Dude, can you imagine how fired up we would have been if he came here and he was playing for Coach Stoops and the Gades?
For the Renegades.
It'd be incredible.
The Gades.
And that really like puts a spotlight on what it really is about. And what I think Boomer misses is that this is a negotiation, you know? And I think Boomer is speaking from a perspective that has a lot of respect from the league, but fails to acknowledge the player side of it. It's like, we're giving the players this great opportunity. How could you dare want to go to a different city? It's like, well, I don't have many opportunities to negotiate, but one of them is actually right now. And, you know, as a player, if I know if things go well, I'm going to make $500 million. If things go bad, I get my rookie contract and maybe another contract, but I'm hoping for some sort of Sam Darnold miracle reclamation project to get $100 million, right?
Yeah.
This is a big deal. It's $500 million or maybe my rookie contract and I'm done because these organizations are so incompetent.
Kind of with Boomer, man. I mean, you had Joe Burrow and the rumors like, oh, I don't want to go to Cincinnati. He never said anything like that. He went to a franchise that I don't want a playoff game in 30 years, and what did he do in year 2? He took him to the Super Bowl. If you're that dude, go be that dude. And, you know, I think that this is a dad who wants to get his name back in the news and Caleb Williams'
dad. He's a dad looking after his kid.
No, I don't know.
You want to go be that guy, go be that guy.
Believe in yourself.
You're from Ohio. It might sound fun
have
to you to go be a Bengals.
I can be the guy to go turn around and franchise an organization. That's an alpha. That's a leader. That's a QB1. Not, ooh, I want to go to the best position possible. That's some coddle, candy-ass crap that we have right now going on in our
society.
That's
some finger paint and lip gloss.
Let me pick my scenario that I want to go to. You know what? Life ain't like that, dude.
Yeah.
How about the other excerpt,
though? Yeah, take bad players and coach them up.
And man, that offense has a lot of talent on it in Chicago, and they just went and helped him go get a really good offensive line. If Caleb Williams fails, it's on him. Yeah. It ain't on the Bears.
I mean, this is the kind of crap, though, that I had a problem with Boomer Esiason. It got me pretty fired up. You know, it's just like we have to kowtow to what the owners in the league wants because we're just so lucky to have this opportunity to play in their league. The players are the product. It's a 50-50 agreement that's negotiated on. There's nobody on one side giving the opportunity. The players could say, you're so lucky that I'm giving you my talent, potentially sacrificing my brain, having CTE in the 30s. You know, and I don't want to go play for a crap organization that gives me no chance to win. And making that into this is a bad guy because he doesn't want to go play for a bad employer, I think that's, you know, a toxic relationship with sports.
I like what both you're saying. I will say this is what I do agree with Boomer about. I think we're having athletes are becoming very entitled, though.
Well, the owners have been entitled.
Well,
see, that's the point I'm making.
I understand.
We don't have
I understand. No, I do. Because
we don't have problem with the owners
I'm all for the NIL stuff. I'm all for. But what we're learning about kids nowadays, Dawson, and you coach them at a very young age. I'd be interested if you coached, say, kids that were 18 and 19 years old. I'd be interested what your feeling about this would be. When it gets tough, we bail.
They're bringing a product to the market that they should be compensated for.
I understand.
And they have a valid negotiating platform.
We bail. That's where I think that's where Boomer Esiason's coming from right now.
And that has no bearing in the negotiation.
It has bearing.
That's up for the player to decide.
It has bearing on why
what they want to do.
It has a bearing. And I agree with you about the money thing and all that. I'm glad to the NIL. I think they need to get a handle on it. I think they will. I'm glad players are getting paid. But the minute it gets tough, we quit. That's where we are right
and
now.
And a lot of people texted about the Mannings. I think what they did was crap, too.
Absolutely.
Trying to rig this thing from behind the scenes. Oh, we don't want to go to the Chargers. This is how the draft works. Yeah. You go where you're picked to go. And if you're good enough, you're going to make that team better. If you're not, you're going to fail. I do think there's something about certain spots, Cleveland number one, where it's damn hard to go ahead and turn around whatever the crap storm is.
Well, what about that crap? What about that crap in the nation's capital? Showed up.
Jaden Daniels did it. Joe Burrow did it. Like, at some point, if you are special enough and you are that dude, you are able to overcome all of the other stuff. I do think they should be guaranteed contracts in the NFL. I think what you're saying about the ownership stuff, I agree with you 100%. But I think some of this stuff with, like, let's pick where I want to go, I'd have said the same thing about Eli when he came out of the draft then than what Caleb Williams and his dad were trying to pull. You don't get to pick where you go. Unfortunately, that's not how the NFL draft works. Cooper Flagg's not getting to pick where he gets to go. Worked out for him. But he's now going to be a that's not how it goes. That's not how it goes in sports with the draft that you get to choose where I end up going, unfortunately.
Because we let rich people decide the rules. Because we consider that as the owner of a franchise, you get unlimited power to decide what the rules are of employment.
I think we're trying to make teams better as a league. I think the draft is geared to try and give fan bases hope that the Dallas Cowboys won't spend $300 million on players when my Arizona Cardinals will spend.
And I respect the league looking out for themselves, but that doesn't change my negotiating position.
But in reality, though, what the draft has allowed us to do is it gives everybody the opportunity, whether you're good at it or not, it gives you the opportunity to build your teams.
And there's a downside to it. Like, the league is going to look at you differently if you pull this off. You know, I just don't think it makes you a bad guy. You don't want
to
play for a
city. To me, the problem I have is, like I said, I'm kind of looking at it as a situation where that, you know, these coaches, not all of them are great. Not all of them work the hardest, Mike McCarthy. You know, there's guys out there that don't work hard at, and there's guys that do. But I think it's unfair when players come out and say, you know, well, I didn't do this, and they didn't do that. And I think it's kind of BS along the way. I really, really do. I mean, talk about other things like, hey, man, this is, you know, we don't have enough personnel. The front office didn't do enough. I get that part.
The coaches, I think, are getting – I think the coaches are taking one unnecessarily for not working with the guy. You know, and that's – I don't think that's true.
Good conversation, gentlemen. Thanks for the sports hodgepodge, Chief. Wolchuk, a Chuck Wagon is next. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, well, I'd like to tell the 214 to go F yourself. You want to come after me
sounds
and
like
me being a father.
My guy.
That ain't
going
it,
going after
dude.
You as a dad?
Yeah, as a dad. That ain't it. We
that's
can disagree on stuff, but you're wrong. The Bears have a good offense, and they just hired the best play caller in football. So your takes are bad, and then you want to come at me as a parent. That ain't happening, 214. I'll give you my number. We can talk about this. We can meet up like men and handle it. I'm not putting up with that crap, 214. I'm not the one to play with, B. All right.
And your breath stinks, 214.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into a Chuck Wagon.
You got to throw your mom in there somewhere,
right? I do have
mom?
Some audio when and it comes mom. To a messy Jalen Ramsey. Mm. And we got some new laws that are trying to be passed. That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Pickler Universe here, 2835 in Carrollton. And pickleball is free all the way till 7 o'clock. They have free Stella Artois, and we've had a heck of a time here getting to know this pickleball scene pretty good, Brian.
Dawson, I've scouted out the group of people that I initially saw pounding beers and pizza at the same time.
They're playing?
They're playing. Right behind. Well, I think they're done now. I don't hear them hitting it. But
no, there might be leaving.
It was not very good.
I can imagine.
It was.
Yeah.
I was scouting them up. I was like, okay,
not very good.
Who had the four pieces of pizza on a plate and the two beers? And they just got done playing, and they weren't getting to many of the balls that were involved. Yeah,
intoxicated is not a great way to enhance many sports. I don't think pickleball is one of them. I think you're right, Brian. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels at frankelfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk with that Chuck Wagon we promised.
All right, so the NFL is going to vote on a couple of big things coming up. Of course, they are going to vote on the tush push. That's going to happen. They're going to get together and work on, like, hey, do we want to ban this, or do we just want to change the language on that? They also are going to vote on what we've talked about to reconfigure the postseason seeds as well. So, you know, whether this does end up being like, hey, do we do it by seeding? Does it end up being if you have, you know, even if you're a division winner, but you're 9-8, and you're playing a team that's 12-5.
Right.
Do you still get the home game? That type of stuff.
I thought they were going to reseed after the first round games.
That's also all under consideration.
All
under consideration as to what they're going to end up discussing and vote on. But I stumbled upon this audio from Jalen Ramsey on a podcast. And this is how, like, we've talked about Michael Jordan, how diabolical he was, making stuff up in his own mind to try and get himself a competitive advantage. Well, Jalen Ramsey wasn't really making stuff up, but he took this to a whole nother level. Let's hear what he had to say.
In college, like when I was at Florida State, I was grimy, like super grimy. I didn't care. Like I would look up his Instagram, see his girlfriend, whatever, boom, sliding her DMs. She was gone.
She was gone.
Yeah. You know, we get to the game. I'm bringing it up in the game. Like, yeah, you know.
Super grimy.
That is grimy.
He's looking
that
up
might get me distracted.
His opposing wide receiver. Yeah. Going on, looking at the social medias, who you dating, let me slide in there, just to try and rattle him the week of a game. I mean, that's
mental warfare.
That is diabolical.
Especially if your girl's out here, you know, responding and whatnot.
Man.
That could be.
If she responds, should she be your girl?
Of course not. Of course not.
I was waiting for you to say, oh, yeah, I'm all for this.
No. I'll tell you what, though, on this same sort of note, the Diddy trial right now.
Crazy.
And the news that's
coming
out.
Man, it's crazy.
About this girl, Cassie, and what she was doing while she was still with the guy that she's apparently married to now and carrying around his baby in her belly at the moment.
Yeah.
And there's talk about how he was FaceTiming her while her and Diddy were still diddling.
So maybe he liked this?
He either liked it.
He's a fellow freak off guy?
Or he, I guess, didn't know. But this is retroactively,
like,
biggest L of the week goes to this guy.
It sounds like court reporters are saying that husband is like staring at Diddy, like everyone just like staring at him like
he wants
I'm
to kill him.
Yeah.
So he bought
the story.
Yeah. He bought the story hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
You know. No, man. I wasn't with him voluntarily. He trapped me.
But there's also texts that she said sent to Diddy while she was with this guy that are pretty damning. Just an awful situation.
It was one of those deals where she was just a couple of weeks pregnant, you know, and they weren't that serious. You can only hope for the guy.
Yeah. Awful. Really bad.
Pray for the kids.
Really, really bad.
Seriously.
Yeah, that is insane. Okay, Texas A&M saw this on Morning News. They're the SEC's biggest spender in this financial category by a lot, and it's really not even close.
Food budget for their athletes?
Pep payments.
Rallies.
You know, obviously we know the buyout market, they're pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
SEC athletic department severance pay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It's Texas A&M, and then it's everybody else. You're looking at 27.5.
We got Fisher. How about Kevin Summerlin? Is he in that one too?
A lot. Yeah, 20. And it might not be just football.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you're at $27.5 million on severance pay. Auburn is number two at $10.9 million.
They fired back-to-back coaches, I think.
And then Texas is third at $7.2 million.
Yeah.
But you've got a gap of $24.7 million, or excuse me, $27.5 million, and then $10.9 million in severance. And they've still got a ton of money. I mean, credit to the Aggie boosters.
Yeah.
But holy crap, that's got to sting.
Yeah, I was trying to think of – I wonder if, like you say, I think a lot of it has to be Jimbo Fisher.
Most of it probably is.
They've had – their baseball coach left on his own to go to Texas.
Schlossnagel.
So that wound up firing.
Yeah.
Their coach left – basketball coach left to go to Virginia. Maryland. He went to go to Maryland.
Was that Buzz Williams?
Yeah.
Women's coach, I don't know.
But no, their women's coach has been there forever.
It could all be football.
I think it's all football.
That is crazy.
I think it's all football.
That is absolutely crazy.
Was big. You really want to win. You got a lot of money for coaches,
but
you can't get it right.
Big noon Saturday. I talked about this the other day. Like, Ohio State and Texas fans were ticked off. That game's going to end up being at 11. Well, you now have a bill in the state of Ohio designed to curtail the Big Ten from scheduling Ohio State football games at noon. The bill does include an exception that allows the Michigan game, which is a traditional noon kick.
Every year.
To be able to then move on and stay that. But they're trying to go ahead and propose no more big noon kickoffs. I don't know if this is going to work out for them. I do think Texas Ohio State, that deserves a primetime slot. Don't put that game at 11 Central Time. But I do like this.
I mean, I would take a 3:25 there, or 3 o'clock.
That wouldn't be bad.
I would take a 3 o'clock SEC type of a game.
You just don't want it super, super early.
Wait, SEC's 2:30, right? We at 2:30?
The SEC?
SEC is 2:30, yeah.
It used to be 2:30.
Used to be the 2:30 slot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that used to be kind of where what we were looking at. And then I don't know if you guys saw the Chargers. They did a nice troll job on the Cowboys during their schedule launch. In fact, it wasn't just on the Cowboys.
There's a real battle between those two teams because Derek Eagleton takes that stuff personally.
Well, they
that schedule release.
Cowboys kind of did a double dip on their schedule release.
Oh.
They did one where, like, they had a player standing behind another Cowboy player that was sitting in front of them, and they'd have to give clues as to what the team was. And it was hilarious. I thought Derek Eagleton and Steph did a great job. But the Chargers went ahead and dunked on the Cowboys and on Nico Harrison. They did an AT&T Stadium View Minecraft style. And on the Jerry board, they wrote, defense wins championships. And then they also had Micah and Tank fighting with each other.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, they are getting creative, and they are getting fun. I mean, I think it was the Colts had to apologize and take down their video because they were trolling Tyreek Hill. And then Tyreek Hill came out and said, that was actually funny. You shouldn't have deleted it. But
yeah, it does seem like trolling and memes is hitting sort of a golden era, and teams would be wise to snuggle up to it a little bit. There was a time where you couldn't do anything remotely offensive to another team in the league without maybe somebody getting fired, like a social media intern getting fired.
Yeah.
But I think now people are kind of getting a better sense of humor about it. Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Okay, Jared Sandler's set to jump in here and talk about tonight's Rangers game as they get set to host the Astros pregame coming up at 6:30. And we're back live from Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, a great place to come play pickleball.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tee Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back in the nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, we are on remote Pickler Universe here. Thanks to Stella Artois for having us out there, handing out free cold beers. And people are playing free pickleball here all the way until 7 o'clock as part of their Smash Social grand opening celebration. Jared Sandler joins us now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, Sands. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. Where is this place?
Carrollton, like 35 and Bush,
badass.
Right off Service Road.
Yeah, dude, it's huge. It is badass.
So, loving Evaldi this year. I mean, what's gotten into this guy? How good has he been?
He's been awesome. You know, I saw something this offseason. It was like a ranking of pitchers. I want to say The Athletic did it. And this sentiment has been communicated before in one of these sorts of pieces. And, you know, it put Nathan Evaldi in a tier that was like, hey, he's maybe not an ace, but, like, he's close to it. And the one line was, he's a 3 in the regular season, but a 1 in the playoffs. Just, like, the idea that, hey, this guy just in the playoffs takes his game to another level. But, you know, I think to some degree the 3 in the regular season is just based on the fact that he's dealt with some injuries that have impacted availability or performance. You know, in 2023, his numbers in the regular season were skewed because he was pitching through some things in September, similar to last year. I mean, this guy's been outstanding. And I don't know that this is true across the board, but when you ask the question about a guy who either doesn't experience a drop-off or experiences an uptick in production into his 30s, my guess is the common thread, and I would say that this was the case for Adrian Beltre, these are guys who work their ass off. That, like, they are not just guys you'd say, yeah, he works hard, but, like, no, you need to watch this guy if you're a teammate of his to learn how to work and how to go about your day-to-day, and that's Nathan Eovaldi. And so I guess in that way it's not a surprise that, you know, he has been as productive as he's been, and you know, he's got a great splitter. That's a singularly strong pitch for him. But it's his ability to throw four different pitches effectively, to lean on any of those four in a given start, to constantly mix things up, that I think makes hitters uncomfortable because it's so tough to scout and prepare for this guy.
Jared, okay, you mentioned the splitter. Why the Astros have seen like the second fewest in the league this year?
Yeah, I think that's maybe sample size and just you know, possibly a product of not facing guys who throw splitters. I know that might sound overly simple, but, a splitter's not like a slider where, like, most pitchers throw a slider, right? And maybe, you find the one who does it, but in a three-game series, the next two starters do. Now, the other thing that could play a role is that a splitter for a lot of pitchers is, you know, what they throw instead of a changeup. And you typically don't throw a platoon disadvantage changeup. What I mean by that is a righty typically isn't going to throw a changeup to a right-handed hitter. A lefty isn't going to throw a changeup to a left-handed hitter. Now, guys like Reese Olson, who have great changeups, they're throwing it to both sides. But the Astros have a very righty-heavy lineup, especially without Yordan Alvarez. And so perhaps you've got a pitcher who throws a splitter. It's not a featured pitch. It's a good pitch, not a great pitch, and one that they only throw when they've got a platoon disadvantage on their end. Thus, a platoon advantage for a hitter, so a righty to a lefty. So maybe the fact that they're such a righty-heavy lineup influences that as well. But I think the splitter still, it's growing from being a niche pitch to, you know, one that is more common, but still not one that is typically, a part of a pitcher's repertoire. And so I think that might have something to do with it as well.
How was last night's masterclass in pitching to watch firsthand? I mean, what DeGrom did was sensational. Hunter Brown was brilliant. Thank goodness for new Pope, new me, Jake Berger.
Yeah.
But what a special night, man. And then, of course, with Boach, you know, moving up the charts of all-time wins.
Yeah, Zach, I was thinking about it last night. After the Stars game, I, for whatever reason, was just sort of on my couch and I was tired, but it took me a while to go to bed. I don't know why. I was just sitting there and I was thinking that, like, as a sports fan, especially, you know, specifically as a broadcaster, but as a sports fan, you know, I think we love sports for a variety of reasons, but one of those reasons for some, maybe many, you know, if not all, is just like the stories, right? The people, the narratives, the journeys. And last night was really neat because you got a guy, this is not like a national story, but Jake Berger gets acquired here. He's going to be a big part of things. Rough start, goes down to the minors, comes up, hits a big home run in his very first Rangers-Astros game. You got Bruce Bochy, and that is a national story. And, him continuing to achieve and to be able to experience that as a Rangers fan, to follow along with him wearing your team's jersey, how cool is that? And then, you know, maybe you take a step back, just the pitching matchup in general, or if you want to get specific from a Rangers standpoint, Jacob deGrom and his greatness and being able to experience that and to be able to watch his best start as a Ranger in his very first Rangers-Astros game was really cool as well. I mean, it was a night with a lot that went into it. It wasn't a 7-4, lots of highlights, home runs, stuff type night, but it was a really, really cool pitcher's duel. We talked about Brown's fastball and DeGrom's slider, and both those pitches, came to play in a big way last night, and thankfully it was the one swing on the Rangers' end that was the difference.
How about Bombi always just can't help himself but make some highlight reel plays whenever the Astros are the opponent?
Yeah, no kidding, right? And, he had the hit that broke up the The perfect game for Hunter Brown. It was a double in the fifth, right? And, you know, he was left stranded, but he made some big-time catches. And, you know, I think because of, you know, just what he does at the plate when he is going well, and I guess on the flip side, when he's not going well, it's not a quiet slump. When you know, Adolis is struggling, it's not something that just slips between the cracks, you know, when you're thinking of the performance of the lineup. But I think we forget, or sometimes people forget, you know, this is a Gold Glove Award winner. And I thought it was interesting. Ryan Spielborgs, who covers baseball nationally, on the pregame said, hey, for my money, the two best defensive right fielders in baseball are Fernando Tatis and Adolis Garcia. And that's high praise, right? That's not just wearing Rangers-colored glasses. That's someone who covers the sport nationally, doesn't really have Rangers ties. And Adolis last year, I think one of the indications that he wasn't healthy, even though he was playing and even though he wasn't admitting to anything, was he wasn't that aggressive, wasn't that great on the bases, and he really looked rough in the outfield. I'd go so far as to say at times like a problem in right field. He was not getting the balls. He was not moving the way that we're accustomed to seeing him move. He's healthy. And while the performance of the plate maybe, you know, is something that still lends to an uptick, what he is giving this team defensively and on the bases is outstanding. And he has been the best right fielder in the American League. And, you know, it's one thing to make cool plays in a five-run game. It's another thing to make big-time plays in a tie game and with a one-run lead, and he did that yesterday.
Jared, opportunity against McCullers here. Is he vulnerable?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a lot of, I guess, conversation in Astros land about whether or not he should be in the rotation. Hey, I can't stand the guy, but good for him. You know, he hadn't pitched since 2022, and that's cool that he's, you know, back on the mound. He shouldn't be receiving death threats. You know, it's unfortunate that happened, but, he hasn't looked good, and this is... if the Astros are going to throw him, then, you know, I hope the Rangers knock him out in the first inning, just like he got knocked out in the first inning last time he took the mound. Because, hopefully if the Rangers, in all seriousness, if they can get to him early and keep at him and get to the Astros bullpen, you now have two more games this weekend and you can get to their bullpen, get a little bullpen exposure, which you didn't really have last night with Hunter Brown's performance. So, hopefully he's not sharp. It doesn't seem like he's the guy that he was. I would say, Gavin, you know, last night was such a big win because you look at the pitching matchups over the weekend, you feel really good about it. Doesn't mean it's a guarantee, doesn't mean it's a lock, but you feel good about it. And, it's odd to say, but Lance McCullers may be the weakest of the pitchers the Rangers have faced in a long time because it just doesn't seem like he's back in rhythm, and hopefully they can take advantage of it.
Have a great weekend, Jared. We'll catch up with you on Tuesday.
Yeah, you guys as well. Take care.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere. We're at Pickler Universe. They're having their Smash Social grand opening here. It's a great place to come play pickleball. Free pickleball for the next 2 hours. And Mr. Jim's Dot Pizza is a big sponsor of today's event. You can get 20% off your entire Mr. Jim's Dot Pizza order if you use the code Pickler. Okay, it's a Pickler Friday. We're coming up on quitting time. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.